House Speaker Paul Ryan hopes to have enough support today to pass a stripped-down spending bill that funds the federal government for 1 month as he tries to avoid a government shutdown tomorrow night. The measure postpones decisions on hot-button legislative issues such as defense spending and immigration until next month because of disagreements between Democrats, Republicans, the House, and the Senate. NPR's congressional correspondent Susan Davis joins us now. Hi, Sue.
Hey, Jeremy.
And it was just yesterday that Republicans were celebrating the passage of tax cuts. But as of this morning, they didn't have the votes to pass this spending bill in the House. What's the latest?
You know, Speaker Paul Ryan has given a message to his Republicans essentially saying, look, guys, let's not step on our own victory. Let's not risk a shutdown and have that blow up the advantages that we had this week passing this tax bill. They want to leave on a high note. So they have some element of confidence that they're going to be able to get the votes they need to pass essentially just a punt. They're just 3 or 4 week CR, as we call it, into late January, January 19th. And it includes some short term extensions on other legislation. It's just going to push it into next year so they can all go home.
So what's in this stripped down bill?
So what it does is it keeps the government funding at current levels until January 19th. And then there's some expiring legislation or things that need more money that they're just going to give them enough to keep them running through that time period. A couple things that are really interesting to people. Children's health insurance affects up to 9 million kids in the country. There's states are in varying degrees of need right now because that program needs to be reauthorized. There's some money for that. There's some money for veterans health care. Also, the authorization for the federal government to conduct surveillance programs is part of the FISA intelligence law. Is set to expire at the end of the year. It's actually a pretty controversial issue up here for both conservatives and liberals who'd like to have a debate about that. They're just going to give it a little short-term legal authority so that program can keep running into mid-January.
What got left out of this?
There is a lot of frustration, particularly among defense hawks, that this bill doesn't do enough to give the Pentagon what it needs, particularly as you see escalating threats in North Korea and military needs of the sort of the ship accidents we've had this year. That was really what was holding it up in the end. What they've done to appease some of those defense hawks is they've tucked in a little bit more money for various programs that the Pentagon says they need. But it also helped that Defense Secretary James Mattis got in touch with Republicans and said he's okay with the short-term bill. They're really going to need to do a longer-term, more expensive funding bill next year, though, and soon.
There was some talk earlier this year that DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, would be dealt with in this bill, but it was not.
It's not. And certainly immigration activists are angry that Democrats are letting Republicans leave without a bigger DACA fight. But I will tell you that by all accounts, particularly in the Senate, there are sincere bipartisan conversations ongoing about doing a comprehensive immigration bill next year. And that's why a lot of Democrats said they weren't going to sort of hold their breath in December, because they do believe that they're going to get something. Of course, Democrats are looking at things like creating a path to legal status for the so-called Dreamers. Republicans would like some more money for border security and legal enforcement. They think that they have a compromise. So it is possible that we could see action on immigration early next year, which would be the first time in a long time that Congress has found any consensus on that issue.
Now, you spoke with the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell this morning, and you asked him about the next item on the Republican agenda, reining in spending on programs like Social Security or welfare reform. Let's listen to what he said.
I think entitlement changes to be sustained almost always have to be bipartisan. And I don't think that doing one-party-only entitlement changes is something I'm interested in doing. The House may have a different agenda. If our Democratic friends in the Senate want to join us to tackle any kind of entitlement reform, I'd be happy to take a look at it.
What did you make of that?
It was interesting because he talked extensively and kind of acknowledged that 2017 had been a hugely partisan year, from his decision to sort of blow up the Senate to confirm Neil Gorsuch, the attempt to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, passing this tax cut without Democrats. So it was interesting to hear McConnell say that he'd like 2018 to be a year of bipartisanship. Now, there's a good reason to be skeptical that that's actually going to happen in this political climate. But he specifically pointed to immigration and things like infrastructure, and saying that the rest of the things that they'd like to do in the Senate, you simply can't do it without Democratic buy-in. So that's certainly one thing that I'm interested to see if 2018 brings about maybe a little bit of a different tone on Capitol Hill.
Does he think infrastructure is going to happen next year?
Infrastructure is always the bill of the future, it seems, of the Trump administration. I will tell you that it is still remains the most bipartisan idea that the administration has put forward. Economic advisor Gary Cohn just this week said he does want that to happen. And Mark Short, their legislative director, told NPR the same thing today. So it's always possible.
Sue Davis, NPR congressional correspondent, thank you.
You're welcome.